Ex-Trump fixer Michael Cohen posted RIP MAGA shortly before Trump's historic win. By Christina Wong on November 6, 2024. Former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, who turned against his former boss, posted an AI-generated graphic of a grave with MAGA written on it and a baseball hat that said RIP on top of it, shortly before former president and now president-elect Donald Trump won the 2024 presidential election. Today has finally arrived, the day that chaos and divisiveness comes to an end. He posted gleefully, along with the hashtags #electionday2024 and #HarrisWaltz2024. Cohen, who testified against Trump in his business documents trial in New York, would be among those later forced to eat their words after Trump's landslide victory against Vice President Kamala Harris. In 2018, Cohen pleaded guilty to 8 criminal charges, including 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of making false statements to a financial institution, and 2 campaign contribution-related violations. He served jail time and when he got out, live-streamed rants against Trump, once calling him Von Schitz in Pants. He pledged that if Trump won the election, he would leave the country and change his name. He told MSNBC's Deadline in September, "I'm out of here. I'm already working on a foreign passport with a completely different name. I don't know how it is going to work as far as dealing with my wife and my children. I certainly don't want them moving to where I'm looking to go." Cohen told Deadline, "I don't think, yourself, or the president of MSNBC, General Milley, Liz Cheney, how many people has he turned around and said that these are people that I intend to go after if I have the ability to? And the worst is the Supreme Court's recent decision that gave him immunity, presidential immunity. Now he thinks it is not only can I do whatever I want, but I can't even be prosecuted. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card." Host Nicole Wallace asked, "So you're out of here? You'd leave the country?" Cohen said, "I have no choice." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.